For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we're joined this week by jazz legend George Caldwell, who is added to his accolades, which include musical direction all over the world, playing for anybody you ever heard of. You know, I always love to talk to George because you mentioned Della Reese. Oh, Della, I played for her once. Count Basie. Oh, I played for him once.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or a lot, in fact. But he's now a star of the web and single-handedly rescuing every theater in Buffalo. Not everyone, but some. He has associations with a couple of theaters. George, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Tony.
Absolutely. Welcome, George. Unfortunately, on the radio, folks can't see you as I can right now doing this Zoom recording session. But speaking of legends, whenever we see John Legend or anybody else, they always have their awards behind them. Where's your Grammy Award? Come on.
It's in a box in my basement.
Well, I'm sure it's safe there.
Yes.
And now, how did you get that Grammy? Well, who were you with?
I was playing with the Count Basie Orchestra right outside of Pittsburgh at a place called the Manchester Craftsman's Guild. CD is called Count Basie Orchestra Live at the Manchester Craftsman's Guild.
Is George going to drop names like that the rest of the show?
You did force him to do
I
it.
I did.
This is a man who keeps his Grammy in a box in the basement. No, he's not that sort.
That's true.
And in fact, he's a very giving person. And I think in particular, I see performances coming up for Musical Fair, for the Cavanocchi. You've really been helping out during COVID.
Well, Randy and I have a working relationship over at Musical Fair. He's called me for several shows there.
Oh, go ahead. Name the show.
Well, my first show there was Ain't Misbehavin', and that was a scary show for me because it's the music of Fats Waller. And so Fats Waller was excellent in the stride piano style, so it's daunting for a piano player. And so I practiced really for that. But it turned out to be a very good experience. And then the next one he called me for was Sophisticated Ladies, which is the Duke Ellington Musical Review. And that show has a special meaning for me because when I joined the Duke Ellington Orchestra, they were performing the national tour of Sophisticated Ladies.
So you knew that music.
I knew that music and love it. In my mind, that was the best one I did over there.
It was a gorgeous show. Both Peter and I saw it, yeah.
Thank you. And the other show was Cooking at the Cookery, the life story of Alberta Hunter, the great blues artist. And that one has special meaning because that show pretty directly, is the reason I'm in Buffalo now.
I thought Connie Caldwell was the reason you were in Buffalo.
Well, check it out. We were doing a tour. We actually toured that all over the States and Canada. And Jiva in Rochester and Studio Arena here in Buffalo did a co-production of Cooking at the Cookery. We did it in Rochester first, and then we came here.
That was Anne Duquesnay.
Yes, Anne Duquesnay and Deborah Walton.
Yeah.
Now, what year was that?
2001, yeah.
I was at the opening night, and so was Al Tinney and Peggy Farrell.
Yes.
That was thrilling.
Yeah, that's when I found out about Al Tinney that night. Anyway, so the woman who is now my wife was doing the marketing there. You know, she was getting the word out to the community, and that's how we met.
Cool.
Things progressed from there.
Look at that. Oh, and we should mention Al Tinney. Al Tinney had been a rehearsal pianist for George Gershwin.
Yes, when he was 16.
Yeah, when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And he played that night, and all the other musicians bowed down.
Yeah.
Literally, they bowed down.
Yes, that's true.
Well, speaking of dates, let me jump in with some dates for 2020. Kind of compact. There's been a reschedule. So George is going to be with actor, director, singer John Fredo. And they're going to be live from the Cav, but it's been rescheduled to Saturday, September 19th. Of course, the day before, Friday, the 18th, is Curtain Up. And the day before that, on Thursday, the 17th, you're at Musical Fair with a jazz singer, Songs of Love and Longing, on September 17th at 8 o'clock.
That's with Alexandra MacArthur, or Alex MacArthur, as she's known. And she is a vibrant, and she's young. She's starting out, but she has all the equipment. She has perfect pitch. She has the feel for jazz. She's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful jazz singer.
Well, George, it's such a pleasure to have you with us. We look forward to these performances.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here, and I hope that you all check in with those two performances.
And let's get together again soon.
Oh, let's do. Let's do.
Okay. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.